The current state minimum wage for tipped workers is $7.50 an hour. That's lower than the minimum wage for non-tipped workers. That ranges from $9.70 an hour upstate in some industries to $12 an hour for fast food workers in New York City. But under a provision known as the tip credit, employers are required by law to monitor the tips that wait staff and other tipped workers receive. If that amount falls short of the minimum wage prescribed for non-tipped workers, then the business owner has to pay the tipped employee the difference. The governor, on a radio show hosted by New York City supermarket magnate John Catsimatidis, called it a peculiarity of state wage law that he'd like to fix. Cuomo wants all tipped workers to be paid the regular minimum wage instead of the lower rate. He says business owners don't always follow the law, and as a result, workers suffer.
There were employee violations where the employees were not making the minimum wage and the employer was not making the difference. So I'm going to start a set of hearings on that because I don't think that's working well.
The New York State Restaurant Association's Melissa Fleischett says there are already many legal protections in place to make sure that tipped employees do make the minimum wage. And she warns that the change might have unintended consequences.
The industry would argue it's going to be a huge pay cut and it's going to end up hurting the tipped employees.
Fleischett says the proposed change could lead to restaurant owners rethinking whether to continue the custom of tipping at all.
If you eliminate the tip credit, I think you eliminate the incentive for a restaurateur to continue to have tipping in their restaurant. State labor law is complicated to deal with. There's a lot of hoops to jump through. This state is a very litigious state. We've seen numerous lawsuits on tipping and tip pooling and tip credit. And I think that if you eliminate the tip credit for the employer has very little reason to continue to allow tipping in their establishment.
Cuomo says there are other problems with the current pay structure for tipped workers. He says 70% of tipped employees in New York are women. African-American workers earn less money in tips, and the whole tipping dynamic can lead to sexual harassment. Fleischett says she hasn't seen the data that the governor cites, but she says those arguments make the case to end tipping altogether. Mike Durant with the National Federation of Independent Businesses, or NFIB, says the change would disrupt the restaurant industry as well as other types of small businesses. He says it's yet another change, just as businesses are struggling to keep up with the minimum wage increases and a new paid family leave policy that takes effect next year.
It's very difficult to think that in the last 8 years, this would probably be the sixth session that I at NFIB are going to be dealing with a potential minimum wage increase. And it just shows you how far this governor has gone to increase labor costs on small business.
Durant predicts the proposed change would hasten the trend toward automated services, like using iPads to take customer orders, and will result in fewer jobs in the future. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.